Watch your step, Chris. A little tricky slide there.
Brian Wallace leads the way down the narrow, steep stairs into his basement and opens the door of his freezer. He pulls out a single, small tray of bait herring.
That's it. That's the only one that I have left.
Wallace says the herring are smaller than he likes. He's also worried about them not staying on the hook.
You know, to me, they seem a little mushy. The flesh on it is just not solid enough for me to be confident.
An avid fisherman who goes out as often as he can, Wallace is saving this single little bait tray for the first day of the Derby because he can't find any more in town. And we checked in with a bunch of Juneau stores that usually sell bait herring. All said they were out. Some have been for months.
Oh, no. It's sad to hear that.
That's Rachel Stewart, co-owner of Jerry's Bait in Port Ludlow, Washington. That's the company that produced and distributed Wallace's bait.
We've only been able to fulfill orders for our customers.
In a normal year, the volume of herring Stewart sends to Juneau is enough, but this year something went wrong in the bait herring supply chain.
So everyone else that's been calling us that normally gets their bait from Canada, we can't supply them with bait this year because there hasn't been enough.
And here's where it gets complicated, because it turns out that in Canada, it's not that they didn't catch enough herring, it's that they're the wrong size. Grant McNeil of Walcan, a wholesaler based on Quadra Island in British Columbia, says they all came in too big. Those big herring are used by commercial fishermen. Sport anglers like a 5 to 6 inch fish. And McNeil says there just weren't a lot of those this year.
I was down this year by about 90% in what I was able to put up on treble bait, which is massive. Like 90% down on any specific product is a huge anomaly.
Jim Kearley, owner of Growler Cove Bait Company, based in Victoria, says there's another issue. He recalls as many as 10 companies in the area catching bait herring 25 years ago. Now he says there are only two.
And the last probably 10 years, it's been very difficult for them to catch the correct size.
So with no bait herring in town, what can sport anglers do to land that big winning king or silver? Derby officials and fish and game biologists suggest a flasher and a hoochie, spoon, or plug, maybe with some herring scent added, or maybe you still have an old package of hooligans stuck in the freezer. Wallace says he might actually use his last tray of herring to catch something else.
Get a halibut, and then I use the halibut guts for more bait. It works great. Yeah, you just chop the stomach in half, stick it on there, and it's a nice, beautiful, tasty treat.
Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.